The Loddon Mallee Health Network has a new GM, Yvonne Wrigglesworth, and she joins us this morning for a chat. Yvonne, good morning to you. Congratulations.
Good morning and thank you. Nice to be here.
So it's a big area, we guess, but what areas of health does the network cover, Yvonne?
Yeah, so the Loddon Mallee region is serviced obviously by a number of public hospitals and health services, and the network is a new initiative, a joint venture, which these public hospitals and health services have recently signed to continue working together and strengthen our collaboration to deliver services.
So what is involved in that? Are you saying like hospitals are all joining up to provide a service across the area rather than having to go to the hospital?
Oh, well, so obviously healthcare is delivered in a number of places. So we're all individual hospitals, but we've strengthened our collaboration in, I guess, a formal sense so that consumers, carers, patients, families might get a more consistent experience when they visit their local health service, because we know together we can do a lot of things better and stronger together.
Yeah, and I guess that's particularly important when we're talking regional and country areas as well, where there's the tyranny of distance and, you know, it can be difficult at times.
Yes, correct. And, you know, sometimes that you won't necessarily be... You'll go to your local and closest hospital for the service, but you might need to be transferred to other services to get the right care and the safest care. So we know that if we work together and understand what our systems and processes are together and the things that we could do together to make more sense and more, I guess, have worked together to make, I guess, quantity that's safer and more effective for the patient experience, we'll do that when we can. So we're all still individual health services and we all are governed by our own boards, but we know together we've got very many shared objectives that can make the patient experience a better one.
So what sort of areas do you cover in health? What sort of people, where would people be looking for some help from your group?
Yeah, so our particular network has now got a new regional plan, which we launched last year in the busy pandemic year, and it's got four strategic priorities that we've committed to work together as health services. And the first one is that we'll work together to ensure that when we plan to make a stronger workforce or stronger service delivery, we'll do it together and across the region rather than individually. So that's going to build a better workforce across the areas of service we deliver, whether that be aged care, mental health care or acute care. So we think that's a really important priority to do together. So, we also know that there are many things in, I guess, a corporate or even a non-clinical space that we can do together, and we can use technology better together. We can even potentially share some of our services and recognise that across the region there are pockets of excellence that we should absolutely ensure that we capitalise on so that the consumer has a great experience.
So I'm a little bit...
Yeah, one of the other things that we have really been careful to acknowledge with the network is that each individual local area knows their community best, and there will be specific solutions that are always going to be best delivered in our local community. So this is not about making a one big entity, but acknowledging that local solutions are often best addressed to innovate and deliver services at the front line in each community.
Yeah, so which I mean makes perfect sense. There's obviously unity and strength, isn't there? And it makes a lot of sense actually. How did the idea of bringing them all together come about? Do you know?
Yeah, well, the Loddon Mallee's had a very long and strong history of collaboration in health, and in fact, it was really a thought from the CEOs of each of the health services to say we could actually do this more formally. So rather than just meeting regularly to talk about the good things that we could do together, let's put a legal instrument in that. And we essentially then had a joint venture agreement that was signed and executed to ensure that we could actually formally commit to some initiatives. But essentially, it was all about underpinning a better quality and safety experience. So we knew that if we did this in a formal way and capitalised on that great relationships we had, that this could be something first, new and exciting. So this network is a first for Victoria.
What sort of areas are covered in health? Because we know we have to go if we break a leg, but what areas is covered by the health network?
Yep. So all the services that your public hospitals and health services cover in this particular region, so whether that be emergency care, surgical care, some elective care, mental health, a lot of aged care delivery. So a lot of our public services deliver aged care, not only services in the community, but aged care, residential aged care. So this has been a really important grouping of a network to ensure that we can, we could work together to strengthen the way we deliver those services.
Yeah. No, look, it's an exciting gig and it's an exciting time ahead, Yvonne, and we appreciate you joining us for a chat and all the very best with the new role.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's been nice to talk to you.
And you too. Yvonne Wrigglesworth, the new General Manager of the Loddon Mallee Health Network.